The fifth statement, or the fifth article in the biblical inerrancy statement of Chicago says this: we affirm that God's revelation within the Holy Scriptures was progressive. What this refers to is that God did not reveal everything to humanity at once, that we need to understand some sense of the chronology of the Scriptures, that as God spoke through history in the Scriptures, that we find that His revelation was progressive, which means that as God revealed certain things, that knowledge was built upon the knowledge that He had already revealed. Progressively means that it was logically connected in some way. So that God has spoken in such a way for us to understand, and that the knowledge that He gives us previously leads to the knowledge that comes afterwards. We find this clearly stated in the Scriptures in numerous ways. For instance, in Romans chapter 16, near the end of the chapter, verse 24, it says this: now to the one who is able to strengthen you according to my gospel and the proclamation of Jesus Christ according to the revelation of the mystery that was kept secret for long ages but is now disclosed and through the prophetic writings is made known to all the Gentiles according to the command of our eternal God to bring about the obedience of faith. This refers to the fact that there was revelation formerly given, and revelation that was given later was built upon the information previously communicated by God. The Scriptures clearly testify to a progression of God's revelation of Himself to humanity. We're all very familiar with the first two verses of the book of Hebrews. God, after He spoke long ago to the fathers and the prophets in many portions and in many ways, in these last days has spoken to us in His Son, whom He appointed heir of all things, through whom He also made the world. So this is called progressive revelation, that God did not reveal the fullness of His truth in the book of Revelation or in the book of Genesis, but from Genesis to Revelation, there was a continual progress of revelation being given. What He revealed was always true, but it was never complete until all of it was revealed. But all of the previous laid the foundation for the later revelation, and never in this were they in contradiction to one another. In Scripture, what we find then is that doctrines become clearer throughout the progression of history. Let me give you a couple of examples. The doctrine of the Trinity. The doctrine of the Trinity is not that clear, although many of us would allude to the statement in Genesis when it says, let us make man in our image, that there may be a plurality in the nature of God even then. But much of the knowledge of God that we have in the Older Testament is a knowledge of the unity of God. We have hints of the plurality of God, such as in the Psalmists and in Micah and a couple of other places. But it isn't until we have the fuller revelation of who Jesus is, though there's prophecy about His deity in Isaiah and Micah, we have a much clearer understanding of His deity in the New Testament. So the revelation of the Trinity is progressive. The revelation of the knowledge of who Jesus is was progressive throughout Scripture. Justification by faith through grace alone was clearly revealed progressively. The inclusion of the Gentiles, hints of that are given, and their continual building upon that until it becomes very clear in the New Testament. Then the second part of this, we deny that the later revelation, which may fulfill earlier revelation, ever corrects or contradicts it. We further deny that any normative revelation has been given since the completion of the New Testament writings. So a couple of points here is we do not believe that the newer revelation corrects anything of the older revelation, but rather that it is continuous and builds upon the older revelation. It never contradicts it and never corrects it. It just clarifies and makes it known to us in ways that are more understandable. Normative revelation refers to the ideal normal standard, that God's regular, complete revelation is finished with the New Testament. There is no additional revelation on the level of Scripture. So those traditions such as Mormonism that add to the revelation of God are clearly in violation of what is stated here in the Chicago Declaration. We deny that any revelation is added to the New Testament on the level of the New Testament. In other words, we would affirm that the canon is closed. So I hope you'll understand this idea of how God reveals certain things. Sometimes the word mystery is used. It was a mystery to those in the past, but now the mystery has been made known to us, that God has revealed it, built upon the knowledge that He has already given to us. That is our understanding of progressive revelation. Thank you.